We will note for the record that agenda item number four has been deferred to the March 13th hearing. So we are now on agenda item number five. That is PR-2023-009609 and application SD-2024-00025, preliminary and final plat. It is AD Services, Adela Gallegos, agent for Jamie and Agnes Pettis, care of GHI Inc., requesting the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of lot 14A and lot 15A, block 8 Highland Place Addition, zoned R1A, located at 706 and 708 Santa Fe Southeast, containing approximately 0.2288 acres. This matter was different from the meeting of the hearing of February 7th. The property owners are Jamie and Agnes Pettis, care of GHI Inc. And the request is for a lot line adjustment for the purpose of moving the existing lot line between lot 14A and lot 15A, thereby eliminating the zero lot line side setback that exists on 15A and creating approximately a 5-foot setback between the existing structure on lot 15A and the property line of lot 14A. So it's moving that property line approximately or exactly 5 feet to eliminate the zero lot line issue. Is Ms. Gallegos here in the meeting? Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand is raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I did not see her in the room with us during the previous case. I called Ms. Gallegos up and she confirmed she's joined, but that was maybe 5 minutes ago. I don't know if she's having technical issues, but this is up to you. I mean,
yeah, could you wait? This is a deferred matter. We've heard it before, so I'm I don't want to hold up the hearing waiting for the applicant. And given what I've seen of the comments, it seems to me we can move to, even without the applicant's statements, I don't mind moving to the comments by staff on this and going forward to, first of all, are there members of the public? I don't see any members of the public, nor is the agent in the room, but I'd like to go ahead with comments from staff. So we will go first to Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. I have no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Turning to code enforcement, represented by Ms. Wolfley.
Jolene Wolfley representing code enforcement. Code enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. Ms. Phelan with Parks and Rec.
Hi, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I have no comments or objections. Thank you.
Thank you. Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. The justification to allow sidewalk to remain as 4 foot rather than the required 5 is acceptable to transportation. We have no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Turning now to planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So the main issue that we had is we needed the applicant to establish David Garcia as the owner as having signatory authority for GHI. Ms. Gallegos just now sent me proof of that. I'm going to share my screen so it's on the record here. But she just now sent that proof to me. And this is a certificate of incorporation, and this confirms it's GHI Incorporated, and this notes that David Garcia is the incorporator. So I think we've got that covered. So we're good.
Good.
Other comments were just FYI type comments that won't hold up the decision on the application. We need the Aegis office to approve the DXF file. We'll need the date of DHO approval added to the plat and We just note that a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to me and Ms. Gomez once recorded. And I want to see, I've informed her hearing's taking place. Oh, she's in
she's
here.
Here. She's here. Yeah. Great, yeah,
great.
Ms. Gallegos is here, and I will call on her next. So, Mr. Rodenbeck, if you wouldn't mind putting those conditions in the chat, and let me welcome Ms. Gallegos to today's hearing. Ms. Gallegos, you may have thought that your hearing was going to happen much later, but we've reached a new land speed record with today's hearing going through all the cases ahead of you. So thank you for joining us. Ms. Gallegos, if you could turn on your camera, I'm going to ask that you identify yourself, give your address, and then swear you in. Adela? There.
It doesn't open the vote. It is. I can't see myself, or I can see you, but I can't see myself.
It's fine. we'll take it. We'll take what technology we can get. Ms. Gallegos, if you would just state your name and your address, and then I'm going to ask that you swear in.
Adela Gallegos, AG Services, 5509 Cochina Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87120.
Thank you. And Ms. Gallegos, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Before you start, let me just say that city staff has already reviewed this, and we have none of the DFT specialists have had any concerns or problems with this. And in fact, transportation has said that they approve of the leaving the sidewalk at 4 feet and not requiring 5 feet. So we would ask you to make a brief statement, make it as brief as possible on this matter.
Okay, are you talking about particularly the transportation issue or the overall plat?
Well, just the overall plat. I mean, what we've seen is that there is a request to move the lot line by 5 feet
right,
to eliminate the zero lot line problem or issue, and nobody has any problems with that. Do you
okay,
have
good.
Anything further?
I have, I've read the comments from all the agencies. I have no issue with any of them. I think I've provided all the information that the planning department needs. And so I'm okay with everything else, unless
okay,
there's some other things that I need to do besides what I've already done.
All right. And Mr. Rodenbeck has confirmed that the identity of the property owner has been established. And I will note for the record that in the hearing notice, I have it as AD Services, but it should be AG Services, as in Adela Gallegos.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. In this matter, which is agenda item number 5, PR-2023-009609, an application SD-2024-00025, preliminary and final plat, requesting a lot line adjustment of 5 feet. This matter is approved because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM with the following conditions. The Aegis office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. The date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat. And that are the only, those are the only conditions to be added. So this matter is approved, and that calls this matter to a conclusion. Before you stop the recording, Ms. Gomez, let me say that this concludes this portion of today's DHO hearing. The remaining items of 6 through the end of today's agenda will be heard at 12 noon at the same Zoom address. And we look forward to resuming at that time. Are there any other comments, Ms. Wolfley, Mr. Rodenbeck? Okay, with that then, this portion of today's DHO hearing is concluded. Thank you all for your participation.